The one way to address the Constitution is what you might call, in modern terms, situation ethics. How does the Constitution of the United States work right now in this situation? The other way to look at the Constitution is what they term original intent. The five people on the Supreme Court that voted to stop the voting, the conservatives, they tend to take the original intent position, and they say, well, the way you interpret a law connected to the Constitution of the United States is you understand what was meant when it was originally written, and you apply it that way. You don't try to interpret it by what's going on here and now. So there's a division on it, and the liberal way of addressing that the Constitution is something that is preparing the way for overturning it. That's part of the impact of that quote from Review and Herald. But Rome never changes. Now, trying to get out of part two so we can start into part three. And I will go back and touch these things a few more times before we conclude this study on the Great Controversy. And I hope we're going to begin pulling them together for you so you'll start seeing the impact. One of the main things that we've been saying is that the image of the beast is when secular power is used to enforce or sustain religious institutions or dogmas, and that is happening in the United States today. It's underway. The image of the beast is being erected. The image of the beast is a principle. It's the legal steps that will have to be mounted before you arrive at the point of the Sunday law, and all the legal rulings prior to the Sunday law are in place which allow the Sunday law to pass and overturn the Constitution. And the things that should be alarming for every Seventh-day Adventist is that you can see that it's already happening in black and white. Another thing that happens that is very closely related, but it is distinctly different in Bible prophecy, and that is the speaking of the dragon in Revelation 13:11. You can now see that the speaking of the Congress of the United States is also beginning to happen. You can see that the Congress is in place, the one that will very likely begin this final process of the Sunday law. You can see that the president that is going to be a willing participant in this action is there, and you can see that the Supreme Court is in place. That's what we've been looking at so far. And we, if you remember, we read a quote by Benjamin Franklin. Here's a quote by Thomas Jefferson concerning the idea of using money to support a religious institution. Thomas Jefferson considered, you know, at least one of the two premier authors of the Constitution. To compel a man to furnish contributions of money for